We're playing games with Timothy Simons and Theodore Bresman. Are you ready for another one? Are you ready for another game?
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, definitely.
This is a music game, which means Jonathan is going to sing you the clues in the game called Not a Lot of Hair Metal.
Right. So we rewrote the lyrics of classic hair metal songs to make them about fictional characters who do not have a lot of hair. So you will earn full credit if you tell me any of the following things. The name of the character that I'm singing about, the work the character comes from, which sometimes I actually mention in the lyrics, or the title of the song that I'm parodying, or the artist who made the song famous. There's so many ways to win. Or just say the word library and you'll get a point.
Okay.
So you guys are going to work together on this one, so feel free to talk it out.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. Here's the first one. Welcome to the Matrix. Now you must decide. If you take the red pill, then I will be your guide. I will teach you kung fu, but the truth is pretty odd. The world's a simulation and your body's in a pod. That's just the Matrix. Welcome to the Matrix. So just come on with me.
Okay, this is going to sound like I'm joking, but I watched both Matrix sequels last night.
What?
Wow.
So, okay, you're talking about Morpheus.
We're talking about Morpheus, exactly.
And you're talking about
from the Matrix.
From the Matrix.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go too far off here, but as a person who watched both of the Matrix sequels last night, I can tell you without reservation that those are two of the worst movies that I've ever seen.
All right, I have to ask, did you know the name of the song that I was parodying in that question?
Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the Jungle. That's right, Guns N' Roses.
That's right.
All right, here's another question. I've only got one arm, but even so, I drove the rig down Fury Road and I killed Joe. I found redemption and I got to change and grow. And I think you'll agree, although Max is here, you mostly witness me.
Here I go again on my own.
Yeah, that's right. See. Whitesnake, the great Whitesnake.
Is it Charlize Theron's character from Mad Max?
It is, yes.
It would be Imperator Furiosa.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
So you guys aren't going to believe this.
What? No.
But three nights ago, I watched Mad Max Fury Road. This sounds like I am joking.
That's amazing.
But I am not. I watch Mad Max Fury Road, this is not a joke, once a month.
It is. It's one of my favorite road trip movies.
All right, this is the last clue of this game.
In the weird world of commercial art, he's a mascot who sure looks the part. Is he a genie? He's dressed head to toe in sparkling white. So ironic that my dreams at night are way dirty.
Is that Sister Christian?
Sister Christian, yeah. That's right.
Yep.
Okay.
I feel like Mr. Clean is like, what led to the creation of that character?
I actually didn't know it was Mr. Clean till the very last line. I was, for a second, I was like, who's
to
like
the dirty dreams line?
Yeah, what?
Maybe I just revealed something about myself. No, it was the idea of cleaning. I was lost in the sparkle. I'm not saying that the United States should license people to have children, but I do also want to say that I am allowed to have children and I still don't know how a Mr. Clean magic eraser works.
I had, to be honest, I had my neighbor show me how to use one. She was like, these things are amazing. You've never used it. And she brought it over and she was like, look at this mark on your wall. And she started doing it and it just completely took the paint off. And I was like, get out of my house.
Stop what you're doing.
You guys did great in that game. Oh, thank you so much. Timothy Simon stars in the sci-fi animated series The Pole, co-created and produced by Theodore Bresman, and the finale airs on April 21st. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. This is really fun.
Thank you.
After the break, I'll talk to cellist Yo-Yo Ma. It's awesome. He's awesome. And listening to this may even make you a better person. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.